twists and turns than Riding the Monster. It's Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened on Star 102.5?
Our listener Beverly has gotten a hold of us, asked for our help. She wants to know what happened with Sean. And our What Happened segment is brought to you by our friends at Fiscus Jewelers, your jeweler for life. Okay, Beverly, hi, how you doing?
Hi, oh my goodness, I can't believe I got through.
Well, we appreciate you contacting us, and yeah, we decided to pick you and see if we can help you out. So why don't you just bring us up to date on what's going on with you and Sean?
Okay, so I did call him one last time about 2 days ago. It rang and then just went immediately to voicemail. And I didn't leave him a message just because, you know, I knew he wasn't going to return the call anyway.
Okay, so how long has it been since you have heard from him?
I haven't heard from him in like 3 weeks. I really don't know what else to do to get this guy's attention.
Well, that's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right?
I mean, did something happen on the date?
No, I would say it was a pretty, you know, standard date. Like, I thought we had a good time. We got along really well. I don't know what happened.
So, did he text you after the date, or was the date the last time you heard from him?
Yeah, that was pretty much the last time. All he said was, you know, he had a nice time, and that was it. There wasn't, like, a single message after that.
Hmm.
All right. Huh. What did you do on the date, by the way?
We went out for margaritas.
All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Did you get drunk? Is that maybe what's going on here? You had a little too much and nobody remembers and...
We had a pitcher and I remember the whole date. So maybe he had more than I did, but I definitely didn't get like too crazy.
Okay.
All right. All right. Sometimes mm-hmm. the margaritas sneak up on you, don't they? I mean, all of a sudden.
Well, it's like, look, I know that we've, you know, been doing this segment long enough that we've had more than one person who's like, I don't remember anything happened.
Yeah.
And then we get the other one on the phone who's like, they were slosh drunk and all of these things happened.
Right, so right. Exactly.
That's why I ask. Yeah. Not mm-hmm. that I was expecting to get an answer.
Right. But I was hammered.
Right.
No offense, Beverly. Okay. All right. Well, we did get a hold of Sean. He's on hold. He hasn't heard a thing yet. We are going to get his side of things and then bring you back here in a few minutes, but you'll be able to listen in. Okay, Beverly?
Okay.
All right. Hang on. And let's bring on Sean now. Hey, Sean. Hi, it's Ken, Colleen, and Kurt at Star. Hey. Yay. How you doing? Good morning.
I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
We're good. Well, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. And we're calling to talk to you about Beverly. You remember Beverly? Margarita night?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do remember her. Yeah. It wasn't that long ago.
Okay. All
right.
Good.
So far off to a good start.
All right. So did you remember having a good time on the date? Or what do you remember about it?
Well, I mean, it was okay. I'm not going to lie to you and say it was the best time I've ever had, but, it was all right.
Okay, well,
I heard it in there.
We might have found out the problem.
Take it or leave it.
Uh-huh. Let's take a break here now, and then when we come back, we'll try to delve into a little bit more of this and find out what happened between Beverly and Sean and, you know,
Great.
Off the rails yet again. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.